Carolina Nieto was only 2 months old when she started to have heart problems from a narrow artery.
So when I was about 6 months old, I had surgery to kind of open up the artery, and that helps for a while until I started having problems again.
Nieto was 2 when she had her first heart transplant, then her second when she was 16.
I can still remember going into the surgery room and having to wait there and not knowing if I was to be able to, like, come out alive or not.
Nieto is now 19 and healthy. She says art therapy helped her get through the stress of the last surgery. Her cardiologist at Riley's Children's Health in Indianapolis suggested it.
I started a couple of classes, and we were just painting and talking about how I felt, just kind of the emotions that I went through. I think it was like a really beneficial way of letting my emotions out in a healthy way.
Art therapists are trained as mental health counselors that also use art as an outlet for patients. Emily Alberry is an art therapist at Riley's. She uses art to help her patients get through their emotions as they deal with chronic illness or long-term stays at the hospital.
Our focus is on the mental health of patients, and just that counseling part of it is that we're able to do all of those things that a traditional counselor would do, but we get to do art alongside.
There are challenges in the art therapy field, in part because there are misconceptions, like that it's just arts and crafts. Then there's the fact that there's no state license, which makes it difficult for art therapists to bill insurance. Eileen Misuk directs the Masters of Arts and Art Therapy program at the Heron School of Art and Design in Indianapolis. She says Karen Pence has helped to clarify some misconceptions and to advocate for licensure.
I think Karen Pence has helped in that sense that she has sort of brought this awareness that it's not just painting, it's not just making art. It goes on such a deeper level than that.
Misuk says art therapists get around the billing hurdle by being trained and licensed as mental health counselors.
They're working a lot of times as a licensed mental health counselor who uses their training as an art therapist.
But for the safety of the community, art therapists also want a unique license to prove they have met the educational and clinical requirements. Misuk says in Indiana and other states in the Midwest, the title art therapist isn't legally protected, so someone could claim they're an art therapist when they aren't and actually cause harm to a patient.
And this has been our debate. We've tried, you know, just several different avenues to get there to say, like this could be pretty scary.
There are about 50 art therapists in Indiana. That's according to the Indiana Art Therapy Association. Misuk says there needs to be up to 250 art therapists in the state to make licensing possible. She says it's going to take some time to change Indiana's lax rules, even with universities graduating more art therapists. So she's focused on educating the community about what art therapy is.
So whether you make great art by the society standards, or whether you happen to create stick figures, it's the way of knowing that becomes the real therapeutic factor in art therapy.
Nieto noticed those therapeutic benefits during her art therapy sessions.
After my transplant, I realized that, you know, life is just so beautiful. It's so short. So with every painting that I do, I try to put as many colors and bright colors that I can as possible, because I just love the brightness of life.
And art therapy helped Nieto so much, she plans to study to become an art therapist.
That's something I'm really looking forward to, because being able to give back to the community in the same way that they did for me is, I feel like that's just kind of my life goal.
Nieto hopes to one day return to Riley's Children's Health. She wants to use art therapy to help children through their recovery. I'm Araceli Gomez-Aldana for Side Effects Public Media.